It should be noted, I've gotten several seals of approval on that rejoinder with the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, who celebrated a birthday about 10 days ago. Welcome back into Bullseye on the Afternoon, as we're hoping that we're curing your case of the Mondays, wherever you may be tuned in out there. We certainly appreciate you making us a part of your Monday afternoon and into your Monday evening. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas, and we've got some special guests with us here in studio. Over the weekend, we teased this earlier, Lorain County Community College had the Special Olympics basketball tournament, and we've got three gentlemen in here with us to talk about that tournament and all the events that went on alongside of it. Steve Sefcik, Jim Powers, and Jeremy Hudgens. Gentlemen, we appreciate you guys coming in here, especially on such short notice and giving us some of your time. Tell us about this tournament over the weekend. Boy, we read about it yesterday. Sounds like you guys had an absolute blast because you didn't just have a tournament. You guys made this a big, elaborate production.
Yeah, something that we like to do throughout the whole weekend is make this like a Final Four type feeling, like a Cavs NBA championship. We give all the bells and whistles, music, commentary, just the atmosphere. We hang posters on the walls. We have what they would call a Hall of Welcome, so we decorate that, and we just try to make it as awesome as you'd see any place, like I said, in college or even the major league level.
And it should be noted that we've got a couple of duets going on here. So, Jeremy, there's a lot of pressure on you. I mean, you're the only one with a solo microphone. We've got a couple of duets, and I guess two duets together. That kind of makes kind of sort of a quartet, right? Kind of sort of. We're getting in that area. But, guys, I mean, we talked about some of the basics, you know, with you trying to make this a Final Four-type production. I mean, you guys had lots of volunteers for this thing as well. I know you guys were – you had put the message out there late last week to get some more volunteers, and I know you guys had a great, great turnout. I'm sure that was huge for you guys.
Yeah, we get anywhere from 300 to 500 volunteers, and we put it out there every year via Twitter, via Facebook, just to get people out there, and we always have a pretty good turnout when we get the social media.
And usually, too, there's a lot of things that go on that need volunteers, you know, just to sell concessions, to run the clocks, to do other things that are involved with the game. But a lot of times, some of the best volunteers that we need and are always happy to have are those who just come to cheer. And right. We're always looking for those, and we get a lot of groups who will come in and do that kind of volunteer activity too, because when the stands are full, the games are more exciting, and the participants, you know, are having a good time as well.
Sure. Yeah, we have there were 32 teams out there this year for the event, and when you're talking about running concessions and officials that donate their time, we had three-person crews for just about every game, and so the Officials Association brought them out, and they were able to come out. The committee members, of Jeremy being one of them, they volunteered their time for the entire weekend. And when you have 32 teams over the course of 4 days, that's a huge undertaking, a large amount of time. That's probably over 40 hours of time, probably 12, 13, 14 hours in a day.
We also get the Cleveland Photographic Society that comes in, and they stay there the whole weekend, and yep. You know, they just take a ton of photos. And this year, I think they did team photos as well.
They did team photos.
They
did game photos. Everything.
Their time and photos to the event. So yeah. I mean, you know, we couldn't do it without everybody who just jumps in and does a little bit. Yeah. Every little bit helps for an event like this.
That's what I was going to ask you. I mean, you talk about every little bit. I mean, the volunteers coming together to help you guys out, everybody you guys just mentioned there. When does it all start? I mean, it sounds like this is a big process.
Tomorrow.
All right. I was going to say about a year to get going with everything.
We get one day of rest, wow. And we're right back at it. We're always plugging away trying to get sponsors. I'm usually I'm the ads guy, so I go out there. I get the ads. And it's a year process. I mean, I'm always wheeling and dealing, trying to get folks to donate. And this year we had an amazing turnout. The city of Elyria just was blossoming this year and totally helped out, and it made it a great event.
Well, I'm a big sports fan, obviously. I mean, I'm sure you guys enjoy the heck out of it when it all comes to an end and the days at a close. Is there a favorite part? And feel free, Jim, Jeremy, Steve, anyone who wants to answer it.
As a new kid on the block, per se, the committee, most of the committee started as students,
yeah.
14, 13 years. These guys are the old pros. Tom Dake, who's the committee chairperson and puts this on every year, he was not able to be here this year. So I work for the college, and I have the keys to all the locked doors. So that's the only reason they asked me to help out this year. I know where the lights are. The best part for me was just seeing the teams compete. And as Jeremy said, the committee, the announcers, they make it an event. And to just see people out there having fun, playing a sport, playing basketball the way it should be played, every game is just, it's just amazing to watch the actual games. There's a lot of stuff going on, but just to watch the games and the competition and the all-out effort that these participants put into this every year, the coaches put into it every year, it's fantastic. And this is all on a volunteer basis for everybody. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and just to see the athletes' faces when they get there, and you know, just
absolutely,
to see everything that's going on, and you know, hopefully they, you know, they know that we really appreciate their effort that they're putting into the games, and that they really seem to be enjoying it.
Every year, I have pretty much all the coaches. We run a gym and we run a field house at the same time, and I am in the field house most of the time, actually all the time. But every coach and every player always come up and shake my hand and say thank you for doing this and thank you for putting this on. I had a personal story. I was sitting down next to my girlfriend, and one of the fans passed by, and he looked at his wife and he said, you know, that guy has been here for 15 years. And he got up, or he stopped and he shook my hand and he said, thank you. And that's what it's about is, you know, I love doing this because I myself have cerebral palsy, so I'm not able to play because of my condition, but I feel like I give back, and that's one of the things is what I love to do. And for somebody to come up and say that makes it worth it. You know, it's just, you know, that's awesome.
Well, like you said, that's kind of what it's all about, because I don't think you can accurately describe just how awesome that feels. Not just to get a compliment like that, but just to see that everybody involved in that process comes out of that thing thinking, wow, this was really, really cool.
Yeah.
That's what you try to do. You try to make it a good experience for everybody involved. And this committee, these guys that have been doing this for years, they really put their hearts into this. And it's nice to see a nice event take place like that. And at the college, we're just happy we are the community's college. And it's nice to be able to hold an event like that and be able to offer those types of things.
Sure, and I think even as a volunteer, you know, if you've never been a part of something like that, when you start putting the work in, it doesn't really feel like work after a while, because when there's that kind of reward, I mean, just helping people feel better, putting on an event that just makes them feel special. Again, I don't think there's any way that you can accurately describe just how awesome that really feels. And as a volunteer, you know, I think you also learn a couple things along the way, too. If you haven't worked in sports or if you haven't worked with a facility before, you learn a lot of things along the way. I mean, you go to a game as a fan for so many years, and you know, you think the lights just automatically pop on, or, you know, you just put a couple wires together, the PA system works right. That's a pretty cool learning experience, too.
You know, and I'm glad you said something about that, because, you know, we have a lot of volunteers, and something that we have to do in the field house is we have to run the scoreboard, and we have to run the score book, you know, and those are two different things. And we get some people, I have to ask them, hey, you got any experience in this? And 90% of them say no, and that's okay, because I'll teach you. And then they come out of it saying, now I know how to run a scorebook. Now I, you know, if I watch a Cavs game or something along that lines, hey, I can maybe grab a piece of paper at home and do this myself now and figure out who's got what. And, you know, so that's really cool. And, you know, they just, they too always go, wow, I didn't realize how great an event this was until that final zero hits at their game. You know,
you always hear that about volunteer activities, that you know, you learn something about yourself or you get something out of it, and you don't always think that's true, but you know, you do, and especially in an event like this, because there's so many different ways to volunteer, so many different ways for you as an individual to learn more about yourself when you're helping someone else.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point too, because it's not just the kind of work that you do when you're there; it's the effect that it has on everybody else that's a part of that process. I think that's really what you ultimately take away from that. You may take away, hey, now I know how to work the scoreboard, or hey, I know how to do the score book. But I think when you see the effect that it has on all those around you that are involved in that process, that's where I really think it kind of takes off. Guys, we really appreciate the time. You guys came in here on short notice today, too, so we appreciate you guys getting in here. Steve Sefcik, Jim Powers, Jeremy Hudgens. Steve actually taught our very own Alan Calcaterra last year, correct?
No, Jim.
Jim.
I teach physical education, and I taught Jeremy, too.
Yeah,
Jeremy,
yeah.
Jeremy took a couple classes with me.
Well, if you had to handle Alan, I mean, you deserve some sort of award. You deserve a medal.
I think I took a month vacation after that process. I'm okay now. Everything's fine now.
You might need another month.
Jim's been there like longer than almost anybody at the college.
Yes, I have.
And he's not even that old.
No, I was just going to say, see, in radio, we could make
I started when I was seven.
So yeah. In radio, we could make it sound like you're wearing a suit and tie and you're 25, 26. So as far as they're listening out there, we'll just say he looks 25, 26.
I've never worn a suit and a tie, and I'm not 26. Thank you.
He just killed it. That's it. Guys, thank you very much for stopping by. We appreciate the time very much, and congratulations on all the success this weekend.
Thanks again
for your support.
Thank you.
All righty. Bullseye on the Afternoon wraps up after this on AM 930 WEOL.